Hey, Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing. This is BaltimoreRavens.com columnist John Eisenberg. It's time for this week's edition of Buy or Sell. Lots of stuff happening with free agency. All kinds of opinions out there, of course, on the web, in the newspaper, on the radio. Everybody's talking about the Ravens and some of the key guys who have left. Paul Kruger gone, Danelle Ellerby gone, Kerry Williams, Bernard Pollard, Anquan Boldin. Lots of players who have left. So let's go ahead and get right to it. Bleacher Report says that the Ravens are the biggest losers so far in free agency. Are you buying or selling?
Well, I think I have to buy that. I mean, they've lost a lot. I mean, there's nothing. The job of replacing them begins now, and that's not to say that the Ravens can't do it, because I think they probably can. But there's no doubt that there's been a lot of departures and a lot of loss. I mean, you're talking about the leading tackler on the team. You're talking about, you know, the leading sack guy on the team, the leading receiver on the team in Anquan Boldin. That's a lot of loss. So I think I have to buy that.
In terms of replacing him, they've already kind of started that process with kind of that those under-the-radar guys like a Chris Canty and a Marcus Spears that they've brought in to kind of bolster that defensive line. How do you think those kind of additions will help the Ravens moving forward?
I think that's what you're going to see. I think you're going to see those are very solid additions. Those guys are going to step in. They're going to play a lot of snaps. I think you're going to see right off the bat, you can say the run defense is going to be more solid next year. I mean, those are guys that have done it a long time in the NFL. They'll continue to do it, I think. And I think so right there, you're going to start seeing sort of a return to fundamentals in a lot of ways.
All right, the next opinion, this one from the Baltimore Sun, says that unless it's James Harrison or Elvis Dumervil, don't expect the Ravens to make a big, flashy free agent signing.
Well, I'm totally buying that. That is... I mean, Elvis Dumervil, that would be very exciting. I know some fans are excited about that, and we'll see how that plays out. But that's not – the Ravens' MO is not splash. I mean, as we alluded to before, it's value.
Yeah.
And so you're going to see more of the Canty-type signings, guys. It's like, well, let me make sure. Now, who is that exactly? Oh, yeah, well, he's good. So, you know, that's what you're going to see.
And sometimes the flash doesn't necessarily mean anything in the offseason, because if you remember last year, Jacoby Jones, there wasn't much flash about him when he signed. There wasn't much flash about Corey Graham when he signed. And both those guys ended up being pivotal to the Ravens in the Super Bowl and really down through the entire stretch.
Honestly, the reality is flash generally equates to overpriced. I think in more cases than not, that's what the situation is. The Ravens are well aware of that and have avoided that market for a long time.
Mm-hmm. All right, the third opinion. This one's from the New York Times, and it deals with the trade last week of Anquan Boldin. The New York Times said that sixth-round pick that the Ravens got in exchange for Boldin, that was too low. The value was too low there. Buying or selling?
Well, I think I'm going to sell that. And now, on face, you would say yes for a player that just coming off a great playoff run, a Super Bowl performance and all that. A six-round pick is too low. Of course it is. But the economics of the NFL are different, and trades are different in the NFL today. The Ravens decided they were, they were going through the salary talks with Boldin. They were going to cut it because they couldn't agree what they wanted to under the salary cap. So they found a partner. So that's really the main thing, is to find someone who will take that partner. So the alternative was getting nothing, so they got something. And, you know, right up against that salary cap deadline, they didn't have much choice. So, yeah, it's not a lot, but the real thing is they did it for the salary cap, and they were glad to get anything.
Yeah, even if people think you should get more, the reality is you're only going to get what another team's going to give you.
Right. And you know, I've learned my lesson, and that is don't downplay the sixth-round pick, the seventh-round pick. The Ravens drafted D'Angelo Tyson last year in the seventh round. He was playing in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And so those picks can turn into players. So let's see what happens.
All right, John. So that's all the time we have for this week's edition of Buy or Sell. But things are happening around the clock during free agency. For all the news updates, keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.